All right, Jake, tell us about the, if you can, because we have a, this is a touchy item that we were wondering, should this even be brought up on the air? And we've decided, why not?
Yeah.
Right? It's life. I think this thing has happened to many people in life.
I decided, yeah, because I'm trying to every day professionally live and act a little more like Dan, which is...
Pay attention to this, Bob. This is a great story.
F it.
Okay, I'm in.
It's for the P1. It doesn't matter if you're embarrassed. It doesn't matter if you're... I certainly take myself too seriously at times and come off like a dummy when I do. This is very embarrassing, so I'm just going to tell the story and let the chips fall where they may. Do you remember tales from past, such as the one time that TC was attempting to text his wife, "Love you, bunny," but she texted it to Dan?
When we were doing a post-game show, the Stars post-game,
that's right.
TC was running the board and commonly text me the callers' names that are coming up or whatever. And, near the end of the show, it was, "Love you, bunny, see you soon."
Yeah.
And then a quick... That was not intended for you.
Yeah.
It was too late.
Yeah, one time after a show road trip.
So he calls his wife Bunny, which
Bob,
is fine, but you just don't want to let your friends know that.
Bob texted his Bob texted his wife something to the effect of, "Get it ready for me."
Yeah, that's out of context, but he, as opposed to coming up with a side story, let's just leave it.
But he actually sent it to Donovan. And Donovan's like,
and because we were on the road.
What is that?
As
mean?
I recall, that was a road trip.
Town,
right? And Bob
wasn't what you think.
Bob
it
didn't
is,
have it for at least a week.
Either way, it's fine.
Let's just roll with
Bob
it.
Bob is bright red right now, too, by the way.
There's no way to tell that story properly. So I
got a text message this morning from a colleague that shall remain nameless to protect the identities of the innocent. And it said, "You're going to want to hear Junior's State of the NBA three-pointer segment." And they were talking about Sprawl Ball, which I believe we're going to at 12:55, or are we good to go now?
He'll be on.
Okay. So Kirk Goldsberry, a guy who I kneel at the altar of.
The Beezers did a Sprawl Ball segment?
Yes.
Wow.
Junior was talking about the state of the NBA.
Wow.
And there's too many threes, and it's boring, and you're worried if the state of the game is going to, or the popularity of the game will decline because of the homogenous, you know, we'll get into it with Kirk at 12:55.
Yeah.
So this person sent me that because there's someone who probably knows that, although I listen to the Musers every morning, and I'm not BSing, I think we all do on the app.
Sure.
I disagree with probably 90% of their sports points. I mean, I probably disagree with you guys like over 50% of the time.
Yeah, I was going to
say. Say it all every time because there's not three of us hosting the show. There's not enough airtime, whatever. I think they know this. I generally don't think the Cowboys should run the ball more. I think every team should throw more. I don't think Kristaps Porzingis should be suspended. I think that 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was yelling at everybody who would listen that NFL teams should run spread concepts more. When it comes to me and the Musers, I'm definitely sports skateboard man, and they are sports get off my lawn guy to me.
How do you feel about the designated hitter?
And I'm pretty sure they know this. Doesn't mean I don't love the guys. They've been incredibly cool to me. I respect them.
This is giving me anxiety because the buildup here can only mean one thing.
So I listened to the segment, and yeah, I thought Junior was way off base, as I probably disagree with him when it comes to the NBA 100% of the time.
Oh, no.
Case in point, he once said the Mavericks should stay away from Chandler Parsons. I said, I think they should sign Chandler Parsons. Point Junior. Although they did just use that money on Harrison
Barnes. All right,
Barnes.
So you're setting up a lot of stuff here.
So
we get it. You're
listened,
a fair guy. You're
I,
a
I listened
a great
to
guy.
The segment.
Oh, no.
And I texted back this colleague that texted it to me. I was like, dude, Junior's Sprawl Ball segment was comically bad, or his take was comically bad. Oh. Holy S, ha ha.
Oh, no.
And
you know where this is going?
I'm out walking my dog and not really paying attention,
uh-oh,
and I look at my phone. I didn't send that to the ticket colleague. I sent that to Junior.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That's right, buddy.
So you sent a text to Craig Miller.
That said Junior's Sprawl Ball segment was comically bad, or his take,
was
comically bad. And I immediately followed up with, dude, I realize I just accidentally sent this to you. I'm going to stand by it. That's a terrible take. Because it was.
So this is not a personal thing. You're not making fun of somebody, but
no,
you are
his
just
opinion
saying
and my opinion are divergent.
Your sports opinion was different.
Almost always when it comes to basketball. And if we're really going to pull back the curtain, I'm not going to name any names. I think this happens a lot up here. We certainly do it a lot, the three of us.
With what? Making fun of something they heard on the air?
Not necessarily making fun of, but being like, can you believe this guy said that or that this person said that? Heck, I've been involved in those with other people. Well, I'll just leave it at that. It happens a lot.
I'll tell you what happens a lot, though. This in society. No matter what, it's sending a message. You're thinking the name Craig. I'm writing about Craig to somebody, so I kind of typed his name up in the top there.
I have one that's way worse than the one that's been reported.
And see, I've never I've been on the other end of this before.
Hold on.
I don't think he's going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Why would you say that?
You know the story. Not all stories need to be on the air.
I know, but why would you tease everyone then?
See, I've been on the other
end. And I don't remember
before,
the story, so you're going to have to tell me off the air.
Where my buddies were trashing me for something and included me on the group text, and I'm like, haha, gotcha. But I've never been on this end of it, and it's pretty horrific. I'm not going to lie.
Corby did it once with a guy.
Now I want to know what Junior said that you disagreed with so intensely.
I mean, we can talk about it later, but the idea of... you know, they're going to say that the shots Michael Jordan were taking were bad shots. I mean, yeah, but Michael Jordan was taking them. In general, I don't think the league is boring. I don't think the three makes it boring. I think the league is super exciting. I think it's fun. I think it's as fun as it's ever been. I think the fact that a lot of the teams play the same way is not that different from 30 years ago when a lot of the teams played the same way. They just played with a big with his back to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it fun to watch a big dribble seven times and drop step. Because we got to have a big man. Jump shooting team can't win a title. That's boring to me. But anyways, the point is, I didn't just text something about someone to someone. I texted a muser that their take was comically bad.
Oh.
And a muser who has done nothing but have my back 100% of the time. And has given me advice on all sorts of stuff.
So how did this date end?
Oh, he's letting me twist, buddy.
Oh, no.
I may never work on their show again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
I reached out to see if he would be a guest, and I've just gotten ghosted.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe he'd come on and give me my... I could apologize, and he gives me my punishment. Maybe I'm doing my Summer Bash song in a Speedo or something. I don't care. I'm up for bits. Whatever Judge June says. I may not like his ruling. In fact, I might think it's comically bad.
Man, he told me that this morning. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I called Dan because I'm like, should I even bring this up? But
I love that you did.
Yeah, come on, whatever.
Well,
call your own foul.
It's clear that he wanted to bring it up on the air because he called me.
Right, yeah. No,
and
Bob
if he wanted to be
butt.
Talked away...
You might need to sit down.
No, you're right. You're right.
He knows who to call in certain areas. If you want to be enabled, if you want to be like, should I go off the wagon?
No,
should I have a drink? Have a drink. Go ahead.
Geez.
I'm the enabler.
Double. But I do,
I'm the enabler. And,
I do think it's important, though, to...
And he's the DJ.
...to say this, that in our many, many years of technology and stuff, it does feel like just about every one of us have stepped in this trap where we have something to say about somebody and our brain thinks we want to send it to that person.
Hell yeah. Like I said, I was walking the dog. I wasn't exactly dialed in. I was still listening to their show and just fired that off. And and I've been on the reply all before. That's a popular one at your office.
Yeah.
When somebody wants to send something to one person, copies the whole office, and they're trashing.
Love it. Love it when it's someone else.
I've seen that.
If you just generally don't reply to things, you can't get in trouble.
Right.
And that's usually my tactic, because I realize I'm an idiot, and I would probably mess something up.
So, Junior, I'm sorry that I told you that your bad take was bad via text.
I've definitely, though...
I should have just waited to tell you the next time I saw you.
I have forwarded something I shouldn't have to Dan Bennett, because when I type in Dan in my... Like, I'll want to forward it to my own email or something, and I type in Dan, but then he's one of the three emails that comes up along with my two.
Bob once received a list of wagers from one of our coworkers that was intended to be sent to someone who might help you place those wagers.
We won't mention who sent me
I wonder how many times is anyone listening that has sent or been involved in something that was sent like to their girlfriend when they meant it for their wife or like a really...
I've seen that on Twitter. People screenshot it and say, you know, or to your mom when it's supposed to be for your girlfriend or your wife.
Now, if you want to kick this up enough,
a little dirty,
or from your mom when it's supposed to be to your dad.
Ooh. If you want to kick this up a notch, then there's the offshoot of this, which is the try to reverse engineer a reason that that text wasn't inappropriate.
Right,
to that
right,
person.
Right. No, no. I've seen Corby do that when he was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
He has twisted it around to say, no, dude, we're joking.
Yeah.
You know, ticket fund.
Right. And I think it worked.
But he had. Yeah. He did it to somebody who wasn't.
But that story
in the ticket
wasn't
bubble.
On the air, you see?
Right, right.
When you reverse engineer and apologize, or not really, you fake apologize, you can't tell the story because that person would know you're lying.
That's right.
That doesn't help us.
So you did this for the P1s.
That's right.
And I thank you for that. All right, it's 1228 at Sports Radio 1310 ticket. So
maybe a job.
Yeah.
Completely coincidentally, we swear, the author of Sprawlball will be on at 1250 because I literally just found out that the Measers did a Sprawlball segment this morning, but that makes me very happy. Anyway, it's 1229. Let's talk Rangers first. We got a huge show for you on the ticket.